are now tuned in to the Peace King podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, sir.
I go by the name of Hungry HD.
Come on, man.
To my left, I have the incomparable.
Strum Maurice.
You know we come together to form the Peace King podcast, man. Where we talk about health, wealth, relationships, and whatever else we feel like. And on that note, start off by saying...
Peace King.
Peace King.
Hey, man, we in the game. Yeah. Coach, come on, another one. My headphones bugging. That sound good to you, bro?
Nah, I hear you. You good?
I bet we in there. Let me adjust. I got to get it right. I got to get it tight. Come on, man. Another episode, bro.
Yeah.
We in there. Yeah. We been rolling. We been rocking.
That's right.
They thought they ain't want us to win, bro. So what we going to do? We going to win. Yeah, baby. We coming up on the 1 year, bro.
That's a fact.
Fast.
That's a fact, bro. Yeah, very fast.
April 27th, bro. That was the 1 year. That's when we started this thing, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I don't know, like, the official air date on YouTube. I think it was, like, a week after that. I think May, like, 8th, I think.
May 8th? Yeah. Okay, so that, I guess the first film date. We did take some time. It's a beautiful time. Come on, man. We still rolling. We still rocking, man. How was your week, man?
Won't complain. You know what I'm saying? No, getting to it, figuring it out. Making it happen.
Come
on,
man.
I'm saying? Back here where we need to be.
Yes, sir. Life is still good, man. One of my homies, every time he hit me up, he'd be like, yo, what's good? I respond the same way. Maintaining. Just maintaining. That's all we could do.
Listen.
You know, but I'm enjoying life, you know. I like the social media thing. Mm-hmm. It gives us the opportunity to just expand the network.
Yeah.
You know, our social network.
Yeah.
And I think having a good social life is important for balance. It's just, you know, you just go work, go home, that's it. Or you go work, take care of kids home. It's like, come on, you need a social life. And whether it's social media, whether it's a club, whether it's the gym. When I say a club, I don't mean a nightclub, y'all. Or whatever it is, get you hobbies, interests, or whatnot. Podcast is definitely both for me, hobby and interest. Yeah. I love this, or whatnot. It's a great outlet and helps with the social and live with Trump. New day, by the way.
Oh, that's a fact,
Yeah. Thursdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Mm. I decided I need to be a little bit more intentional about my time.
I get it.
First, it was just like,
I get it.
Yeah. People coming through on the weekends. Nah, I got my library.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me move the day to Thursday to a weekday. But we rolling, we rocking, bro. So I mentioned the social thing because with the lives and meeting more people, got a question for you.
What's up?
You know what I mean? Come across Shawnee Yawnees being the social media. You know, I talked about the 3 filters per month.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Remember that.
I brought that up because shorties don't be looking like they be looking online sometimes, man. I'm sure the fellas don't either. So, ladies, I got your back. But I wanted to ask a question to you. If you finally meet, or if you don't want an answer for you, just what would you recommend for a young lad? You know what I mean? The young bros out there. You finally meet her in person, and she doesn't look anything like what you imagined.
Yeah.
Based off her profile. Yeah. What do you do?
Abort.
Abort mission. Get it out of here. Listen. You wrong one.
Hey, who mess is this?
Facts. Who is it?
Facts.
Like, hey, have you seen this lady I'm looking for?
I know you fucking lying. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Nah, listen, man. You know, you definitely not obligated to be involved or stay in that situation. You know what I mean?
Like, you leave the date? My bad, I didn't mean to interrupt, but hey.
It depends on how drastic
it
is, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like a steep decline, you know what I'm saying? I gotta be out of there, man. I mean, you just made a point about, you know, valuing your time. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I gotta value everybody's in this situation time. I'm looking out for me and you.
That's good.
Save both of us some trouble and go ahead and excuse myself. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it's not that crazy of a drop off, if it's just like, all right, I'm just initial shock because it's not what I thought it was, but it's still not bad. Like, all right, you know what I mean? Cool. Then I'll ride it. I'll see where I pause. Like, you know what I'm saying? See what happens. You know what I'm saying? See what the chemistry is like. You know what I mean?
This man. Nah, that was a good one. That was good. Oh, okay. Yeah. I agree. If I, you know what I mean? I'm expecting, you know, I'm in the car and I see her walking in. I'm expecting like a near long type. And I see Precious going. Oh,
man. Near wrong.
I'm out of there. You know what I'm saying? I might hit up like, hey, you know, my stomach jacked up. I need to go ahead. Nah, but that's wild. Or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm sorry. If it's just one of those things and... Nah. Now, we get there. We sitting down. Mm-hmm. Let's say I walked in. I ain't see her prior to. Mm-hmm. I walk in. I see her sitting down now. And I could tell that that is her. And it looks nothing like her. Yeah. I'm too nice. I ain't going to front. I'm too nice. I wish I could be as blunt and as mean. But I'm too nice. I'm at least... order something to go. Or like, I got some excuses happening. I ain't staying. We ain't doing no appetizer, main course, dessert. We out of there. Yes. You know what I mean? And that's me playing a scenario.
Yeah.
I've never been in that situation because I don't even allow that situation to occur. Because we FaceTime and we video chat.
Okay.
Before we link up. But I don't want to fight the scenario. Excuse me. If she was cunning enough to trick me on the FaceTimes. And I met her in person. She don't got no filter. Yeah. I'm going to be nice enough. But yeah, we out there.
Yeah, you got to get... I mean, listen. I don't think anybody, you know... I mean, of course, if you're a nice dude, you know what I'm saying, a nice person in general, you're going to feel bad, you know what I mean? Definitely. That just comes with the territory. But at the same time, what should come with what the territory is? Understanding and a level of acceptance that if you false advertising, you know what I'm saying, I have a right at that point,
come on,
you know what I mean, to reverse my decision, what I mean, and to adjust to... whatever the new foundings are, you know what I mean? Because it was the initial agreement was based off of false pretenses. You know
come
what
on,
mean?
Man.
At the end of the day. So that means this contract is null and void, man.
Null and void.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got this joint littered with all type of falsehoods, you know what I mean? And a false foundation, you know what I mean? It's not built on the principles that it was supposed to be built on. So
yeah, we
can't move like this.
That's fair.
And that's why it's cool. I mean... I know women are probably apprehensive about this, but I do feel like it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to, like, even within the first 3 dates to just, like, go natural. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's, like, on a FaceTime, like, go natural. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At some point, give him a peek into what you look like and who you are naturally. You know what I mean? So that way, boom, it's already... because. The decision is going to be made right there, right then and there. Once he see the enhanced, you know what I'm saying, the made up, and he see the natural.
Come on, man.
Off the physical, we know. We locked in. Like, we know what we're going to do.
You know
what I'm saying? Everything else, like I said, that's why I said only physical. It's other shit to be figured out. But off the physical, we know. We know what it is.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Nah, big facts. Nah, that's good, man. I think that, I think that's a good practice. Go ahead and let them see what you look like now.
Yeah, man.
I want to be attracted to what I'm going to see you in 90% of the time. Like,
facts.
That's what you look like? I know I like stats. I know I'm going to forever be attracted to that. You know, because I need that face card. And but yeah, so but let's go to the day thing. If that is deceiving, you purposefully deceived me. Mm-hmm. That's equivalent to lying, and I don't like to be lied to. So if I show up and you look nothing like that, the cool, nice trail, he gone. Now I'm a little upset, cause now you done wasted my time, like my brother put it. Yeah, sure. I don't like it. That's why I made sure to FaceTime, cause you're deceiving these. For y'all that don't, you're deceiving these brothers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Stop it. Yeah, it's not okay. Let him get a glimpse of what you look like. Yeah, don't be. And that's confidence. Sometimes if you confident who you are, that could be attractive in itself.
Facts, big facts.
Don't be overly confident now. I've seen a trend of like. I feel like we're getting on like the big girls. I love the big girls, but like, I feel like that there's a thing where you could wear clothing that complements your shape.
Oh well, yeah. That's...
But like, I you got the leggings or the pants, and like, they all the way up here. You can see the whole shape of the stumps. Like, why you put your whole stumps in your pants?
See, here's the thing.
I could see your belly button and your pants. Stop it.
I went down this road.
I'm sure there's something for the fellas.
Quite a few episodes ago.
To make it even. But man, but here's a deal though. Because, yo, there's a lot of heavier women that are absolutely beautiful.
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Just wear something that complements your body.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like, yeah, and I feel like that applies to everybody. For real. Yeah. I mean, for real. All body types, you should wear what complements your body. I think that goes past even wardrobe. You should just do, right? Like, what complements you? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whether that's makeup.
Yes.
Know, wardrobe, hairstyle.
Come on, man.
Lashes, whatever, like nails, all of that. All of the things, you know what I'm saying, for dudes is haircuts. You know what I'm saying? It's beards, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's part of haircut too. But facially, why I pause. But anyway, like, so.
Nah, that's good.
All of the things that complement you got to figure out what your it could be based on complexion, right? Based on your height. Mm-hmm. Your weight, all mm-hmm. of these things factor in. Whether you have your facial structure, you got high cheekbones, or you know what I'm saying, with the shape of your eyes, this, that, and the third, right? All of these things matter. And I think if you just take a little bit of time to do a little bit of homework into those things, then you can figure out what it is. Because I think people they think it's just random. Like they just think it's like, it's no science to it. It's no math to be math. Like you just throw shit up against the wall, hope it stick. It's like, nah, like people have figured this out. Like it's been figured out for you. The whole fashion and cosmetic industry is based upon this billion-dollar industry. You know what I mean? Yes. All these products you go out and buy every day and spend your money on, it's based upon this. Even when you think about models and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. they figured out these things. So I'm pretty sure you can go on YouTube and figure out, you know, bone structure and this and that, all these things I just listed, and what complements those things, you know, more so than others.
Big right? facts.
They even have names for them. Believe it or not, the type of facial structure you have, there's a name for it. Like, they have a name for it. The type of eye shape you have, there's a name for it.
Come on, man.
Your nose shape, there's a name for it. Your lip shape, there's a name, right? Like, so figure out what that is and what you have, and then go line it up and go, all right. This is my guideline. I'm gonna go
come
up
on
and of course you could personalize it, customize it, make it your own from there.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least start in that place. You know
come
what
on,
I'm
man.
Saying?
Yeah, man. Dropping them gems over here, y'all. Come on, man. We gotta make some noise for that one. He dropped some gems on y'all on that one. Those are great points. I remember I remember my barber one time. He was like, "This is your style. Mm-hmm. This style fits you." You know what I mean? Because shape of your head, mm-hmm. how large your face may be mm-hmm. or may not be, mm-hmm. there's going to be certain styles that compliment you, to your point. Right. I mean, there's cats that I know. Let's just take LL, for example, first person to cut in my head when I'm talking. Like, no mustache. He's just shaved all the way. If I shave my mustache off, I look like I'm 12. It does not work for me, bro. I know that. Right. Just a little bit of hair totally transforms my look. If I wasn't in the military, I know I would grow my chin hair because it, again, transforms my look. I look totally different. There's rills on the joint when I grew it out. I'm like, man, I wish I could look like that all the time. But, like, yeah, totally transforms the way that I look. But, unfortunately, I can't because of my profession. But that's solid points. I just wanted to echo what he was saying. Like, get the look that works for you.
Facts, man.
You know what I mean? We in that. One of the favorite segments coming up there, my boy.
Let's talk about it.
King's Corner, a.k.a. Your Buggin'. And this one right here, bro. He was bugging on several accounts, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple weeks old, but I'd be remiss if I didn't give him the Your Buggin' Award. We would be if we didn't give him the Your Buggin' Award, the mm-hmm. King's Corner highlight, okay? Hey, yo, Aiden Ross. Hey, yo, my man. What are you doing? What were you doing? Aiden Ross, I don't know the reports. I don't know if he actually was a virgin. You know what I'm saying? I have no idea. But either way, it said that what I saw mm-hmm. was whether he was virgin or not. But the man paid Sexy Red for some sexy time. The horizontal tango, the smash and dash. Mm-hmm. Yeah, eh? He paid her to clap the cheeks, bruh. They get in between the sheets, as the Isley Brothers so well put it together.
Cash smashing that.
You know what I'm saying? Why, by G? Why? Okay, so here's a deal. Here's a deal. I'll make it real, real easy for y'all. One, you're bugging for paying any woman directly. You can argue we doing it directly. Take about the E, bro. You pay him. Hang on. You directly exchanging transaction, direct transaction for sex. You wilding. You're bugging. One. Two, if you actually was a virgin and you did, you paid for to lose that, you're bugging. Three, Sexy, right? Out of all the women in the world, I don't care if she wasn't famous, I still wouldn't. That's wild behavior. That's crazy talk.
Booty hole brand.
That's disgusting. I can't do it. I can't. She need what she need.
Coochie pink. I got the right colors on, man. Coochie pink. Booty hole brand, man. You know what I mean?
I don't like it. And then the last, you're bugging, you're bragging about it. I don't care who. That's good for any guy. If you spit it in and you're bragging about it, you're wrong. Even, even still a few weeks ago with the Drea joint, I just seen Gilbert Arenas and Nick Young tell her stories about Drea back in the day about her, like, being servicing one of the cats in the whip or something like that. And they talk, like, but why? 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 Because she's pregnant with somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's his baby moms now. Keep some stories to yourself. Yeah, like, we don't need to air everything. We don't need to air everything. I see it as a man, when you bragging about smashing a joint, especially in a public forum, you're bugging, okay? Like, you're bugging straight up and down. I've had it where a dude was mad excited about one woman, and I didn't even want to burst his bubble. One, he wasn't my homie like that, so this ain't my man's like that. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to burst his bubble for? Go ahead and, go ahead and holler at her. It might be your queen. I don't know. It might be your queen. Now, this is my ace, my homeboy. I might put him on game and then let him make his own decision. But I still ain't about to be bragging about what I done with a woman in a private setting. You're bugging.
Yeah. She usually, sometimes I'm speaking pieces. Majority of time on King's Corner. I'm definitely bugging. Majority of time on King's Corner. I don't necessarily have nothing to chime in on because it's always so well said. But this actually just sparked something for me because I hear you talking. Like something just light bulb went off. And it's like, you know, goofy going goofy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. It's a lot of you.
Yeah, man,
I'm trying to. You know what? All right, let's just do this.
Let's adjust ourselves. You bring in some great points here.
I feel like y'all probably noticed, I've been trying to center myself a little bit, but I'm going to take the censorship off a little bit for this right here, right? So, a lot of you niggas is goofy. So, like, and I mean, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest. And I'm talking about from like the lowest, quote unquote, the lowest of status to the highest of status.
Come on, man.
And I please believe, like, my goofy radar is elite. Like, I be spotting y'all from a mile away.
Wild behavior.
And just because I interact, because I'm always going, I don't have no problems. So I'm going to interact. I'm going to keep it cool because that's what I do. And I genuinely don't have issues with you, none of y'all. I've come in contact with some of y'all, be it through lives, in person. And listen, I agree with some of y'all, with y'all messaging and things that y'all say. And I feel like you probably even cool dudes at the end of the day. But you got goofy tendencies. Some of them are just like, they are. And like, it is like, other people might not spot it. And you might have some women that's on you. But listen, fam, I know what it is. And when it comes to a certain arena and moving in the same arena with men who might be viewed, right, like on your level or might come across as threatening, right? Like your goofiness start to show. That's why we always talk about adversity always shows you who a person really is. And it's always going to give you a sneak peek into some things about people.
Indeed.
And so to that point, because I know about the Aiden Ross thing, but I didn't know about Gilbert Arenas saying things and Nick Young.
Yeah.
They certainly have had some history of goofy.
Yeah.
and they
would
pass.
Have double on a podcast talk about. I'm like.
And so it's like, it's corny. Listen, you could feel how you want to feel about Drea and then dealing with him. Because obviously, because I think we spoke about it on the King's Corner before. And that's a whole nother story. And like, and I get it and I understand, but it's still, like you said, as a man, you don't come out here and, you know, bad mouth, especially this man. He's with her now. It don't matter what she did in her past. If he's with her and he's happy and they going to have a family together,
come on, man.
Let them have a family together. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't going to work out, don't work out.
Right.
But what does that matter? Why do you have to come and talk about whatever? Even with Aiden Ross, it's like, I'm not sure. I get it because it's clickbait. I'm not sure if that's the story I want to come to the world with. You know what I'm saying? That's what I did. And that's how
things.
I chose to lose my virginity because, you know what? Here's the thing. People have preferences. You got to let people have their preference. I get it. But I just feel like there's so many other things, so many other routes you could have went.
Yes.
On top of that, it's like the virginity shit. Like, I thought that was like kind of sacred. It's like, it's not sacred for men, I guess. I don't know.
That's wild.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like it could have went a different way. Like, why is that the way? Like, but I guess, I don't know. He had his own fantasy, man. I'm not really super familiar with dude. I'm sure he's younger.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the era. You got to let them have their fun in their era. So it's different. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know what I mean? I do understand. Because, you know, probably in our era, like if I was a virgin and I had access and I'm gonna pay. Not even that. And that's the thing, I wouldn't even think to approach these type of women. The type of women that I want to knock down and pay, I wouldn't even think, they're not even with it. Like, they know, I can't even approach them like this. You know what I'm saying? Man. Like,
that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because the Nia Longs of the world.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? Like, we can run down the list.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she was
back in the day.
A lot older. Well, I think all of them are older than me, but. You know, even, you know, Miss Jackson, if you nasty, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so we can run down the list. There's so many in our time. But at the same time, it's just like, you could have went a different route and you don't really have to talk about it. And, I mean, I did see on the clip, the part that I thought was hilarious was like, I think the dude asked him if it was good. He was like, yeah. And it's like, what do you have to compare it to? Like, you...
that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? That's a good point. It's all you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Of course it's going to be good. Like, I don't... Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was funny to me. But, just to circle back, the takeaway from this is stop being so goofy, man. I know it's hard to just... Because you just, like... It's a part of your... It's who you are.
You just got
part
some.
Of your character.
The you way he said it was... like, too. Just like, yeah, my mans. But then, you know, the not even to give him some rope or whatnot, but... I've said before, act like you've been there before, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, if you get a woman, like, act like you've gotten a woman before, but actually, I don't know if he's gotten women before. But he gets women to come. I mean, the dude's super rich.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He makes crazy bread off of streaming. Like, it's bonkers. So, but, yo, my guy, come on, man. We got to do better. We got to do better with the bragging part. You want to, if you had a fantasy about shorty and you want to pay her, that's your prerogative. I think you bugging. But the bragging part is the main bugging part.
Yeah, man. Listen.
Like,
there's so many
keep
sayings,
some stuff
man.
To yourself,
bad boys move in silence.
Yeah.
What I like to always go to.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like lasagna. But what I like to always refer to the great philosopher, poet, you know what I'm saying? The late, great Christopher Wallace, man. You know what I mean? He says stay low-key firing, man. Like, just...
Come on, man.
Just stay low, man. Stay low and go to work, man. Stay low-key firing. That's it, man.
Yes.
That's it, man. That's all you got to do out here.
You
man.
Will win more when you can keep your mouth closed.
Yeah.
Loose lips sink ships.
That's a fact.
You keep blabbing... Like, Shorty's not gonna wanna mess with you like that. You that's talk too much, my G.
But that's where the money comes in, so too. Much. And I forgot to add that part in my goofy spiel. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it'll be, too. Cause, like, the money makes certain dudes goofy sometimes. Like, they probably already had goofy in them, but then, like, the money, like, enhances
it. Enhance the goofs.
You know what I mean? Yeah, enhance the goofy. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, the ears start really growing, like the floppy ears start falling down out the hat and all that. You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy. That happens, that's why, like, I know me getting into substantially new money. I'm glad older, wiser, lived life already, lived a normal fly guy life. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Been living. So ain't nothing about to be new. It's just. Ain't nothing new.
Yeah, right.
Bullets has been bowling. What it is. I mean, hey, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is the truth. But yo, King's Corner, a.k.a. You're bugging. Let's do better, gentlemen.
Let's do better.
Let's stop bragging on the women that we're with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you have a outing with a particular woman, keep that or it. Not necessarily outing. You have an intimate session with a particular woman. Keep that to yourself. You don't need to brag and tell the world. Come on, my guy. That goes for him. He's bugging. That goes for the every single day. Social media and them don't need to know that you hooked up with Shorty Ody. We don't need to know. Okay. All right? But, hey, man. Hey, that was first half, man.
Another one.
Come on, man. Yeah. Y'all go ahead and refill. And while y'all doing that, make sure y'all subscribe. Come on, man. Yeah.
Please do it, man.
What they got to subscribe to, man?
At Peace King Pod YouTube. Follow at Peace King Pod on the gram. You know what I mean? It's real easy. Go to peacekingpod.com. You know what I'm saying?
Do that.
At The Hungry HD on the gram.
Come on, man.
At
Trell_Maurice.
Uh-huh.
You know we in the game, yeah. Coach. All right, we be back. Yes, sir. I need to report.
Are now tuned in to the Peace King Podcast.
Listen. Delve into a remarkable collection of 100 thought-provoking quotes in this book, each one a reflection of life brimming with diverse experiences. Dontrell Ford's journey, marked by the profound chapters of marriage, the trials of divorce, and the joys of parenting both a biological son and a cherished bonus daughter, has provided the fertile ground for these words of wisdom. As you explore the pages, you'll find that these quotes are more than just words. They are an invaluable life lessons born from the crucible of real experiences. Dontrell's belief that he is an amalgamation of the places he's explored, the people he's encountered, and the experiences he has embraced infuses each quote with depth and authenticity. This book is your gateway to a journey of reflection, growth, and inspiration where you'll uncover timeless insights that resonate with the very essence of your own life's voyage.
Stay hungry, because name one person at the top who hasn't. Our designs are catered toward the ambitious, created to inspire those who strive to maximize their potential in everything they do. We make pieces simple enough to be worn with a number of outfit options, but flashy enough to still turn heads and make a statement. At Stay Hungry Cloth, you can expect high-quality materials made to live through many wears and proper wash cycles, with a fit that is fashionable but comfortable. Most of our styles are unisex, but we also have pieces just for you ladies. No matter if you are a sneakerhead, fitness addict who likes to be fly, or someone who just loves a dope t-shirt with a message, we got you covered. Members of the Peace Kingdom, we have an exclusive offer just for you. Visit stayhungrycloth.com and enjoy 15% off your first order with the code PKP15 used at checkout. That's PKP15 for 15% off your first order at stayhungrycloth.com. Stay Hungry Cloth. Ambition is a lifestyle.
You are now tuned in to the Peace King podcast.
Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
We are here back better than ever, man.
Come on, man.
Listen, we gave you very simple instructions before we went to the break. Hopefully you followed through. You know what I'm saying? I think that, because, you know, we did just have the watch party for episode 40 not too long ago. 50 is right around the corner at this point. I know a lot of y'all always told me, oh, I didn't know y'all was going to have the watch party. Why I ain't see it? Why you ain't tell me? I don't know what you want me to do at this point. Like, what you want Trail to do at this point? Like,
Come on, man.
We posted as much as we could post it.
Yeah, we do.
All right? We posted on the page, in the stories.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? We put reminders inside the descriptions of the episodes,
sure,
which
damn.
I'm pretty sure most of y'all don't even read. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, we do it anyway. We take all the measures that we're supposed to take. I don't know what else you like for me. I can't personally come knock on your door, your house, and be like, yo, watch part. I can't. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to step up and tune in a little bit more.
Come on, man.
And part of the problem is probably because you're not subscribed. If you subscribe, you get the notification. And
exactly.
You know.
Subscribe. So,
tell me you're not subscribed without telling me you're not subscribed. You know what I'm saying? Listen, subscribe.
Yeah. Man. Come on, man. Be a part of the Peace Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Make your life a bit more abundant. All
yeah.
right?
Yeah, let's do that.
Get some knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, listen to two men dropping gems on a regular basis. Okay? Mm-hmm. I back from the break, back from the break. Yo, we alluded to Natural a little bit in the first half.
Yeah.
We ain't dive all the way, you know what I'm saying, to the topic. So, it's a question that's pretty prevalent these days, you know. Mm-hmm. You can see these videos, but I don't know if they got the Peace King input on this one.
Right.
Natural versus surgery. What are our thoughts on that?
You know, for me, the answer is very simple, but I think there's another piece to it that's not simple too, but I think it gets misconstrued. So, mostly amongst women, I believe.
Okay.
So, I think that natural over surgery is the choice. Now, I mean, I can only speak for myself, obviously. But I think that a lot of either through conversations I have with men I know, or just even, you want to say, research that's out there, you know what I mean? It seems that most men prefer natural, at least in our age range or within, I don't know about the younger generation, prefer natural over surgery. The part where it's misconstrued is I think that there's this aspect of, like, being in shape and body type. So, right, like, the surgery is associated with the more fit, like, last episode, whatever episode that was you gave, the three Fs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one of those was fit. And most time when they have the surgery, a lot of time fat is being taken from other places and put in the places they want it to go.
Right, right.
shrinking the stomach and the waistline. Mm-hmm. So it gives the appearance of being more fit.
Okay.
Right? And then they get in the gym afterwards and act like they've been in the gym their whole life.
For real.
Not quite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fake ass personal trainers out here. You got to stop. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Not really. And so the reason why, so women say, like, you know, men always say more, they prefer natural, but they always lean them more towards the women with the surgery. But I think it's because the women with the surgery look more fit in most cases because of the surgery.
Okay.
But if it was apples for apples, fit, natural, fit, surgery, I think men is going to choose the fit, natural every
time. Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Great points. Great points. The appearance of looking in shape is interesting. I haven't thought about it that way. Natural versus surgery. I mean, to your point, if it looks good, men are going to, we want natural looking good.
Right.
Now, understanding certain things and you know, gravity has a vote sometimes.
Oh, that's a fact.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Like, age has a vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with that, I can't, there's certain surgeries that I actually, apply.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, you know, if a woman, let's say a woman was breastfeeding or something like that,
mm-hmm.
she had children like that, and gravity took a toll
mm-hmm.
on her, and she gets a breast augmentation, I'm applying that.
That's
I think we've normalized that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more normalized than a BBL. You know what I mean? Brazilian butt lift for those who've been living under a rock the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But particularly. But yeah, man, I'm not against the surgery. I prefer natural. But I'm not against the surgery. If you do it smartly, you do it if you do your research.
Right.
And you do it the smart way.
That'd be safe.
And you want to get a breast augmentation, little mini tummy tuck, little. You get the BBL. I'm like, come on, man. I'm not a super fan of it because, like, yo, you don't need a fatty in order to look attractive or to even have fun in a more intimate setting. Don't need it.
Yes, yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? But for your confidence, I think the breast augmentation, I think that just makes a woman more confident across the board. I think all races and ethnicities and stuff like that, it kind of makes them more confident. So I'm a fan of that over the BBM, but I would prefer natural. Okay, my last part.
No, go ahead.
I said I prefer natural. I would take a breast augmentation over natural tatas if the natural tatas went through it. Mm. Was that what he says?
I don't know why I went through it. It was so hilarious to me.
You know what I mean? I'm just giving y'all just real,
fighting for the
authentic, life. Like, you know what I mean? Opinions.
That's, you know what I mean?
And I mean that with all the respect. I'm just saying this to kind of help the ladies out from what some men may think.
Not
all men are going to think like me, but some may think like me. And that's how some men may be okay with it because we understand that your bodies are just different. Your bodies are different and you may want to feel more confident especially after having a child or getting older and you want your clothing to look a certain way. You want to look a certain way in dresses or blouses or bathing suits. And I'm just saying that I'm not mad at you.
100%. I think that's where, on the flip side, talking about our earlier topic as far as knowing what to wear and compliment your body and stuff like that, this can apply to that too because I think that's where, like, the choice of certain bras and stuff like that, like, absolutely are effective and come in and help save the day. You know what I'm saying? Make things better for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because It allows women to look exactly how they want to look in certain outfits and things like that. Like you said, when they have been through some life, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Everything isn't sitting the way it used to sit. And I don't necessarily think that, at least most mature men, you know what I'm saying? I got some sense about them. Don't expect you to have like super perky joints like right. your whole life. Like you can't be Betty White with the perky joints out here. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that just don't make sense, right? Yeah, so it's like we get it. You know what I mean? It's just the fact that of course, like it's just human nature. Of course, if you sit a perky pair in front of him, you know what I'm saying? If you listen, if you are older and you sit a perky pair in front of of course he's gonna be a try. Of course he's gonna like. You know what I mean? Why not? You know what I mean? But that doesn't take away from the fact that we appreciate all the other ones too. We appreciate the natural one. You know what I'm saying? And we understand, especially if we've.
I'm a man. Of course I like a ring.
Exactly, man. Like what are we talking about? I just feel like some things are just like nonsensical, like borderline asinine. When we get like in the uproar about it, it's like, what? Like, fam, I'm a grown man,
right?
I'm attracted to certain things, like, of course, like, you want, I mean, and I say, when you with somebody, and even this, I think we got to get away from the whole, but I get it, it's the whole ignorant and bliss thing we was talking about, kind of, you know, off camera, we talking about that, but even when you with somebody, like, other people are probably gonna be attractive, especially the longer you with somebody, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Longer you've been around them. It's like, of course, we all wanna live in this world where, like, the beauty is always, like, the same strength the whole time. Like, it has the same impact. And it's like, I don't think that's just reality. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, you get used to it at some point. It doesn't mean that makes them less beautiful or you don't appreciate it. It's just the fact that it just is what it is. I think it's just a part of life. And there's always going to be people out there who are trying. Even if you find a person, the most beautiful person in the world, and you do have that same level of attraction to them forever, there's still going to be other attractive people in the world that exist. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And you have, I don't think there's anything wrong with admiring or appreciating that as long as you don't cross certain borders and lines when it comes to that. So just bringing that back to, you know, the whole topic, it's like, yeah, like, okay. Like, if we in a relationship, especially if we've been in a relationship and I've been with you through the stages and I know what that comes from, I know that it comes from childbearing and doing certain things and I walk this walk with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's so much more data behind that. Research data plan, I'm saying, right? There's so much more data behind that, right? Like, there's a connection because I know what that came from. I have a certain level of appreciation, you know what I'm saying? Like, you help to grow our family, you know what I'm saying, right? Like nurture and build what we're building. You know what I mean? I know what you bring into my life. It's I look at that. That's like almost like you know what I'm saying? Like in your profession, man, y'all get stripes, you know what I'm saying? On the jacket. You know what I mean? Like that's almost like stripes on the joint. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm just saying. Like at the end of the day, badger on out here.
War wounds.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
it's
flyer in that case. Now it's different, obviously, when you don't have that connection. You're just coming in, you know what I mean, fresh with a person. It's a little different. But still, you can still appreciate it from afar, right? And so
big facts.
I think when it comes to that, like you said, man, you know, I agree with everything you said, but just I would say to the ladies, understand that we allowed to be attracted to certain things, just like y'all allowed to be attracted to certain things. It's cool. Like, just, I mean, don't lose your mind out here and act silly.
It's cool when they do. it should be cool. So let's talk about, you find somebody attractive or whatever. Let's say you're in a relationship. Like, where's that line between you find someone attractive, but being nice and flirting? Where's the line? Where's the line between being nice and now you're flirting? And can you give an example where you believe one is being nice and the other is flirting?
Why can't you do both?
You believe you should be able to flirt when you're in a committed?
I mean, so I feel like it's different levels, right, to flirting, I think. And I would love to be able to quote the book or the title right now, but I cannot think of it to save my life. But there is a book that speaks to that, right? Excuse me. flirting and different types of flirting and how it applies to, you know, business, personal, whatever, different
facets. I like the art of seduction. That's similar. That's similar, yeah, to flirting.
Might be that one. So, and just even when thinking about something like, I mean, another book, and everything is escaping me right now, but I can't remember the author, but How to Win Friends and Influence People,
which is
more so like a sales-related book, but it just teaches about networking,
Dale
too.
Carnegie, I believe?
There you go. I think it is.
Yeah, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah, and so even that, right? Like, I think there's like a form of even flirting in there somewhat, right? So I think that, I think it's just like people look at it in from a perspective that it always has to be attached to, you know, seeking some type of intimate gain from somebody. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, right? Like, I could be out about, maybe with my lady, not with my lady. Maybe there's a cashier, like, it's a certain vibe, like, coming across. But I just got us 30% off, like, the whole excursion, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't do anything out of character. It was still just friendly banter and conversation. I can't stop people from believing whatever they want to believe. At the end of the day, is that really a problem if you know that your person is your person and they not doing nothing crazy and they not ever stepping over any line, right?
Right,
if you know they faithful.
Yeah.
Why is it such a big issue, right?
Like, you know, it's crazy. I'm trying to, like, do this, you know, putting myself in her shoes. Because I see me doing it. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this for a gang. There's usually a gang. But to witness her doing it, I might have an issue with it. I will hope that I don't. I'll have to be in a scenario and know what's happening. Like, okay. Because when you think of flirting, to your point, how to win friends or whatnot, I do believe the three C's work very well, right? We're going to find some type of commonality, right? Use some comedic, you know, edge or whatnot, be comical, making them laugh, and compliment. And I think that those three C's are easier ways to make a connection with someone, to build a friendship or relationship or just a temporary, you know, interaction that's going to be a gang, either, you know, or a potential client or whatever. Right? And that compliment part is where the flirting can come into play. You know, even a comical, oh, you making her laugh and da-da-da-da-da, and like, what do you mean that you've been to Colombia before or you traveled abroad? Why you telling all that? And you make her laugh. And I heard you say that you like her dress or whatever, that it brought out okay, that might be doing a little too much. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it brought out the eyes.
Right.
Maybe brought out.
But you know, like, oh, hey, what you got on? Like, yo, that smells good. I might have to get that for my lady or something. Is that being nice? Is that being real? Because maybe it smells good.
Right.
And I want my lady to have that one.
And then she's going to be like, I don't want to smell like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you're going to be thinking about other, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm glad you gave examples just now, because I want to be very clear. And that's why I forgot what I said when I started, but I think I was very clear in the difference. Like, the types of flirting. So it was like, if he's going all out, like saying mad random, or he or she saying like just outlandish stuff, that's different. But if you keeping it pretty generic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, you know, within the grounds and realms of your relationship. So that's the part that we got to keep in mind, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how is it being presented? How is it being, because you can't, the interpretation is that's hands off. That's what, like, you wash your hands, it's whatever. It's about how it was delivered. I delivered it this way. The interpretation could be whatever way. And again, all right, that's where also, I guess, the sales tactic comes in, because you kind of have an idea of that, right? Like, you know, that's what you're playing on at the end of the day. But when it comes down to it, as a partner, you got to understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. And I feel like that's why it's not really a big issue, as big of an issue as people may make it. You know what I mean? Like, I think you got to be, there we go. It highlights the insecurity, I feel like, in people. It's really more so about the insecurity within you, right? And I think when you start feeling that way, that's time to take a look at yourself. Like, why do I feel like this? Why does the compliment... Because as a woman, I get it. You know what I mean? It's same sex, even though dudes don't necessarily do that as much, but you could compliment another woman. You could tell her that her dress is nice. Mm-hmm. Or your nails are nice or whatever. Right? Like, as a man, if I do that, now it becomes something else. Why does it become something else? Automatically, just because I'm a man. Like, I seen her, I got eyes like you got eyes. You know what I'm saying? I seen her nails, thought they was nice like you thought they was nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, or whatever the case may be, whatever we compliment somebody on. And so why does it automatically take it into the realm of trying to smash?
Right. I be just keeping that stuff to myself now.
I mean, yeah.
I'm in a situation. I ain't saying,
I mean, a lot of people do, I'm sure.
Hey, boo, you see her? I don't see nothing. I ain't falling for that. Yeah, y'all got to, ladies, y'all got to stop doing that. Like, I know what y'all be doing. Like, nah, I ain't mind. Like, but why? Like, why? I don't want to look.
Be the test.
Because then I might lust over it, and I don't want to lust over it, so I'm not even going to look. I'm not doing it. Hey, I'm giving you permission. You can look. No, if you want to look, cool. If you feel some type of way, like you feel insecure because you think I may like that, so you want to point it out initially to get it out the way, and you're trying to play it off like you're cool with it because you're battling something inside of you, I don't need to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, nah, it's... Nah, it's a real thing, man. It's a real thing. You know what I mean? And it's funny. I don't know if you've seen the... I don't want to like misquote. I hope I can remember exactly. But did you see... And shout out to him because he's just hilarious, but he keeps it real and I rock with him. Vince Staples is like this clip going around where it's like a carousel slide to different times of him being on interviews and just saying real stuff, right? So he's having a hard time being in a relationship because he keeps it too real, and it gets to a point where it messes things up. So it's like a woman asks him, "Do I look fat in this dress?" And then he like, "That's a dumbass question. Like, you know you look fat in the dress. Like, why are you asking me?" Like, so, but the main point was like, yo, you want me to lie, and now you trying to use me to involve me inside of like this whole kind of like lack of accountability for yourself.
Right.
A self-esteem issue. And you trying to use me to build that up or to play on it. And it's like, it's not cool. But that's true. Like, and that's the point where it's like, why are we doing? Why are we playing these games, fam? Like, what's like, why?
Come on, man.
Why we gotta play these games? Like, you know how you look in certain situations. You know what I'm saying? Do the work again.
Do the work.
We spoke about this in our episode, right? Like, do the work, man. Like, go do what you gotta do to not look like that.
Come on,
or
man.
To look how you wanna look and whatever.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the people who are more confident and secure in themselves are probably not as worried in those scenarios, right? Like saying hi or whatever little compliment, or the waitress shows some love to him. Like, so, and then women make, I feel like everything, like sometimes women make it more than need to be. Cause I think sometimes as men, we might be oblivious. Like, we just not even in that realm. And it's right. Like, oh, you ain't see what she was doing? It's like, what?
Nah,
like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, she was. And when she said, "I don't like that," I'm about to go say, I'm like, what? Like, what are you even talking about? Like,
sit down.
Yeah, like
finish the spinach then. We got a main course coming out. Relax.
And a lot of times they think when we do that, that we acting oblivious and we just playing, but we really don't, like, because we not on it like how y'all think we on it. It's like, I really did not see that. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Nah, that's facts, bro.
Yeah, so you got to relax, man.
You got to relax.
Calmate. Yeah.
Tranquila.
Yeah.
You got to do that. Yo, but I mean, it kind of leads into the last tops
okay.
topic. You know what I mean? Love languages.
Yeah.
I wonder if we build up the love languages enough, we speak that language, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
to the partner
mm-hmm.
enough. Does that give them enough to feel secure? Does that give them enough to be confident that you are theirs and only theirs?
Mm.
I put, you know what I mean? For example.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just the main point. The love languages, you know what I mean? Quality right. time.
Right.
Physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
Gifts. All right? So, the key here is to love the person in the language that they feel loved.
Right.
Right? So, for me, I am words of affirmation, physical touch. Those are my two primary. They pretty much hand in hand there.
Okay.
I love all of them. Yeah, let me get my other point out. All five love languages are equally as important. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, all five of them are important. Yes. People just may favor one over the other. That doesn't mean they dislike or don't want another one.
That's a good point.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't dislike gifts. I just don't necessarily feel like, oh, I'm super loved because you gave me a gift. You give me a gift, I'm going to appreciate the gift. I'm going to like the gift.
That's a great, great gift. Point.
That's just not how I feel poured into and super loved.
Yeah.
Still appreciate you. Quality time. Quality time is dope. It's awesome. You know what I mean? I like it. I like quality time.
Yeah.
Because you're around me all day, I'm not going to feel super loved because of that. You feel what I'm saying? After service has increased as I got older. I ain't even going front.
Yeah.
As I got older, I wonder if it is an age thing. Because it's like, yo, if I need to go upstairs and do something, come back down and the dishes are cleaned in my crib, like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole language right there.
Yeah.
Well, I finish eating and whatnot, and then I'm like, let's say we chilling at the table, and we got some ladies there or something like that, and I'm in a relationship with one of them, and then we chop it up, and I finish eating, but we still chopping it up, and she grabbed my plate and throw it away. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I feel loved. I feel taken care of. Like, so I ask your services are increasing for your boy. And then to wrap it up, like, yo, physical touch, definitely. I feel love crazy. She touch your boy, and in words of affirmation, like, yo, it is what it is. I'm a whole Leo gang out here in this world like that. Like, yo, talk to me, tell me, let me know. Yeah. And then we in that. And then, that's how I feel primarily, though. So bottom line is, I think that if we learn the person well enough to where we're loving them or showing our like for them, strong like for them, in the language in which they receive it the best, they will feel more secure, more mm-hmm. confident in that relationship or that union when they're married. So then when those situations occur, they don't feel as threatened.
Mm.
They don't feel as insecure. You understand?
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Talk to 100%.
Me, bro. It's crazy because I had a little light bulb moment about myself as you was running through the different aspects, and not that this is the point, but I just feel like I guess I'll share it because hey, I just man, thought hey, about it.
Hit any of them points there, big doc.
Yeah, like the act of service. I think my top two are quality time and physical touch. I think act of service is not as high for me, which is actually, I think, light bulb moment because it's like, it's surprising because I think normally, if I just did, because I never actually thought about it, just to be honest, full disclosure, I never sat down. I was like, yo, what are my love languages? I just didn't do it. Like, I didn't come to that point yet. I don't know what I was waiting for. but it's just like, because when I think about, I'm running through scenario, when people, women specifically, do stuff for me in relationships, I don't think I'm always as appreciative as I could be. And I'm sometimes even slightly annoyed, right? Like, because, and I think it probably stems to from like me wanting it done a certain way and not mm-hmm. knowing if you're going to be able to do it the way that I want it done, or just like, yo, I could do it myself. This is not necessarily where I need you. You know what I mean? Like, it's other places I need you. So, again, I'm off topic. But anyway.
This is good.
So, getting back to that, I feel like the other issue I have, and this is maybe where I, you know, lack some qualification in this conversation, is I struggle so much, man, to this day. To this day. I'm still fighting. I'm trying to figure it out. The whole reassuring thing. Like, because I've been fighting this for so long and trying to figure out why do I, like, owe you a certain level of reassurance? And how much reassurance do I owe you? Like, it's not even the fact that I owe you a certain level of reassurance. I can get with that. But for me, I have yet to find out where the cutoff point is. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's where it gets tricky, because it's like, I don't want to keep walking down this hallway if I don't know where the hallway ends. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's just like forever. And then like, cool, I got to reassure you forever. All right, but what, to what extent? Like, what's the cutoff point? Like, do I have to like really wave the flag, you know what I'm saying? Like, overzealously, like really, you know what I mean? Wear myself out, reassuring you for you to be content. Because if that's the case, I don't really want to be here, fam. I'm be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, because but I got to go. And I will not be back before you know it at all. Because now I'm uncomfortable, fam. Like, I don't, because it's like, what? This don't really feel like it's about me. Again, we got to look in the mirror. This feel like it's more of a you problem. And so, like, why do you need this level of reassurance is where my mind goes. And it's like, what did you not get as a child? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to you in your previous relationship?
And maybe that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what
questions.
Where is your self-worth, right? Like the barometer. Where is that set at? Because let's figure this out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be to the point where every time I turn around, everything I do has to be about making you feel a certain way and reassuring your place here. Like, because I always thought action spoke louder than words, right? So when I do certain things, when I move a certain way, and you know that I'm here and I'm holding things down, I feel the way I feel about you, ain't that enough, man? Like,
I'm gonna tell you this. It ain't enough.
It's definitely not.
It ain't enough. Because women, you said actions are louder than words.
Yeah.
For most women, it's the opposite, I think. It'd be the words that are louder than the actions.
And that's where I'd be having the problem.
That's why they be staying in situations that don't make sense. It's like, don't you see he's doing X, Y, Z? But he's saying the right things.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They want to, because the words, they go off of feelings. We go off of reality. Yeah. We're more logical based.
Right.
So what am I seeing? What is the realness? Mm-hmm. Like, they want to feel good.
Make me feel good.
I thought about Halle Berry. I want to feel good. But like, I think because they go off of their emotion and they want to feel a certain way, you can say something and it makes them feel good. So they want to hear it, you know. The opposite of, but separate from that, I wonder if it's a deficit, because you was like, what happened when you grow up or you got to handle that? And I think it do be the case, bro. I think they don't be handling some of the things from the past or identifying. For example, let's say someone, man or woman, that grew up and they never heard I love you from their parents or siblings or anything like that.
Yeah,
I wonder if the words of affirmation will be stronger for them because they never were told that. Mm-hmm. And if they were only telling, like, now they're adult, they realize that's something they crave. So words of affirmation may be higher for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's say that they never had a birthday party. Mm. And they will always see their friends getting celebrated or getting a gift or something like that. So now they realize that, like, dang, I always wanted to feel what it's like for everybody to sing happy birthday for me and have the gift that I actually wanted one a year.
Yeah.
And then when they're an adult, somebody does that for them and they're like, whoa, I love this feeling. Mm-hmm. I want more of this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ended up realizing, like, that's their language because out of a deficit, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or it could be the opposite. I don't know. But I think you brought up a good point, like, as far as, like, what are you, like, I don't know, you might have did it in jest. I don't know. I can't recall. Let me drink a little bit. But, like, what did you handle? That's something to discover. We need to do that introspection. We need to learn about ourselves. And you mentioned a man in the mirror. We got to look in the mirror. We really do need to learn ourselves because it can benefit not just our own self and our mental health, but it can benefit the relationship. Correct. When you discover and you uncover the hurt and the trauma or whatnot that you may have experienced or the joys that you experienced, and you figure out what you could, what you desire, what you need for a healthy, well-balanced relationship, whether that be as a parent, as a spouse, you know what I mean, as a child, you want a mental relationship with your own. You know what I mean?
100%. 100%, man.
Well, you know.
Yeah, listen, I don't really have much more to add on to that. That was all very well said. And I think, you know, I guess this is one last thing, because I just thought about social media, how that plays into things. I think sometimes we see, like, what this, you know, the my toxic trait is, which I think is actually helpful because I think it helps people identify and think about those things and they able to voice it and realize what they have, that might be an issue. I think from there, like, you should probably try to do something about it. But, you know, not to say that you're going to turn yourself into a perfect being because, you know, that's unrealistic. But,
right.
You know, just taking a note of it and working on it. But, I think that, like, there's these times where we see these memes and it's like, you know, if my man ain't knowing me like this, then, you know what I'm saying, if he ain't reacting like that, and it's like, but it really be toxic shit. Like, it really be like, you want your man attached to you like a backpack. It's like, a fan, I'm not, I'm just like, I don't know what man you're looking for, but
right.
It's not a man like me, clearly.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Because it just can't be. And that's why I say that's where sometimes, again, I struggle myself because it's like, yo, do I have it wrong? Or do I just really feel like a majority of people or a good amount of people might just be bugging when it comes to that aspect? Because it's like, I hear that constantly from so many people. And I even have heard men say, like, nah, yeah, like, you got to reassure them, whether it been like love coaches or stuff like that. And it's like, it made me stop and think, like, well, damn, maybe I'm just foul. So, like, I gotta fix it. Which I still think is not out of question. It's not out the window. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I do have to fix it a little bit.
Even if it's reassuring them or reminding them of your actions.
Okay. Okay.
It's like, sometimes they need that checkpoint. Like, hold on. Do you, like, let me remind you that, like, yo, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I show up all the time. We do great quality time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going anywhere. Well, I guess that's the reassuring part. But as far as the action, but I haven't gone anywhere. That's an action.
Yeah, it's an action. Yeah.
I haven't gone anywhere. It's like I guess reminding them. I guess that's the reassuring part. It's the reminding them. May not necessarily, like, I ain't the best with the whole, like, let me just tell you how much that I'm into you.
Yeah.
But more of the, like, well, I mean, I do that just because I know it's a part of the process. But I think for someone who, if I were to think like this, I don't got the answers. I'm just, this is just for the sake of conversation. But, like, if I was the part where, like, it seems so out of my personality and I don't quite understand it, I think that right there, having that conversation would help. And then it's like showing that you're trying. The funny thing is, my ex-wife was dating a guy, and she had mentioned that. And you know what I mean? Like, we don't really get into each other's business like that, but it just so happened we were waiting for something. And, you know, I'm like, you know, she mentioned, I hear the guy's name all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? We share a son. And like, you know, I always wish her well. And she was just like, yeah, everything's going fine. Like, with such and such, with life and this and that. And then she mentioned him and she was like, you know, can I ask you, like, he don't really reassure. And I was like, hey, maybe that's just not. But she was like, but he always shows up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You date my ex, what? No, I'm just playing.
Hey, who mess is this?
Hey, man, what the hell going on here? No, I'm just messing. I'm just messing. I already, I know the dude, but yeah. But, yo, but nah, it's funny. It's crazy you said that, man. It's crazy you said that.
Nah, yeah, man. It's real. It's a real thing. Yeah, so, man, I struggle working on it. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to figure it out, hopefully. But yeah, so I just, you know, I just put that out there, I guess, for ladies too, so you understand that other men like me clearly exist. And
oh, yeah.
That doesn't make them bad dudes. That doesn't make them mean that they care any less about you. It's just like, that's just not necessarily what comes second nature to them.
Right.
And so, like you said, we are logical beings and it might not even make sense to them. Like, if they can't calculate it, it's like, yo, what? Why am I doing this? Right. So it's like, it just comes to that. And maybe that's where you come in. If you can explain it to him in a way that he can understand and put forth the effort, then, you know, it'd be helpful.
Big facts.
Educate him.
I think us doing, like, I know what my love language is, right? What my primary ones are. So it's easy for me to do that in return. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? But the things that I really don't need, it's hard for me to do in return.
Yeah.
For example, like gifts. I have to consciously, it has to be like, if it's a birthday or Valentine's or a holiday, it's easier for me to give gifts. But regular Tuesday of the week, I don't, like, it's not in my head to do that. So for me, I know that's probably where I can improve. I don't do the random gifts like that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. Flowers, maybe, once in a blue, but I have to try to remind myself. So there's men, like, they kill me in that arena. Like, they...
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you a hell of a gift giver, and that's just an area where I can improve.
Listen,
we in the game.
Man.
Yeah. We in there. Come on, man. We got it. We got it. Look, the growth. The talk. You know what I'm saying? You got to know yourself. Facts. We know our strengths. We know our areas that we need to improve.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That just ill. What it is.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, that's another one, then, boy.
Another one, man.
We in there. Another one. Y'all know what to do. We told y'all to follow and stuff. So y'all should be following by now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, be the IGs, the Peace King, at Peace King Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be the YouTube.
Yeah, just to remind them real quick again, man. Episode 50 will be here before you know it, man. Be at the next watch party, man. Be a part of the live chat goes on during the airing of the episode. We in there.
Whole experience.
We talking.
Yep.
We having fun. All right?
And we're watching it for the first time with you guys.
Absolutely.
That's what I love that because it's the only times in which I'm watching an episode for the first time with y'all.
Yeah.
It just makes it a bit more fun and get the live reactions and interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's top notch. I love it.
For sure. 100%.
Hey, man. It's your boy, Tremar Reese.
Hungry HD.
It's another one.
Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the Peace King Podcast. Listen.